The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
October day, Reetha. Wow. Holidays are upon us just about, huh? Halloween's coming. Thanksgiving.
October day in L.A. equals 90-plus degrees.
Wow. We got a heat wave, Reetha. We got a heat wave. What's going on?
We've got a heat wave coming on. It's amazing. I want to remind everyone, it is going to be hot. It doesn't matter that it's October 23rd. It's going to be hot in the L.A. area. Keep cool.
Go to the mall. Do something, but keep cool. Don't. It's not the day to work in the yard, right? I mean,
absolutely not. And be careful of all fire dangers. You know, don't throw matches out of your windows. You know, it's dry and it's hot.
You know, Rick, they say there's different ways these fires start. And, like, for instance, if you throw a bottle out of the car and you're out in the woods or something, you know, driving down a street, and the sun can actually hit that broken glass and turn it into a magnifying glass, start a fire that way, too. There's all kinds of ways, so you got to be careful of that stuff. And we have
to be
real
careful.
Real careful, yeah, because, wow, can you believe that number of fires out there? And we had an event down at Garden Grove, and it was like 95 degrees out in that sun. And when you're filming, you notice you come home sunburned, and that's just being out there for a while. It's amazing. We got...
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We got, what do we got? Birthday, say, Weird Al Yankovic, Martin Luther King III. Here's Johnny, right? Remember Johnny Carson, 1925 to 2005. And the list goes on, but I just mentioned a couple.
Brings us up to Hot Topic Time.
Hot Topic Time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic. Well, my first hot topic, I've got two this morning, both are concerning women, but men you need to listen to. First of all, they've discovered 72 new gene mutations, previously unknown gene mutations, 65 of which are newly identified genetic variants that are common in women with breast cancer. Now, it's really important that they discovered these genes because there's this big controversy about when women should start getting mammograms, whether it's at 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. If women have these genes or these mutated genes, they should definitely start getting the mammogram sooner and getting their breasts examined on a regular basis. We're all familiar with BRCA1 or BRCA2, maybe the men aren't, but BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes that they've discovered that those are mutations that give you a high percentage rate of the possibility of having breast cancer. And people like Angelina Jolie have taken preventative measures and had their breasts removed in advance. So hopefully with the discovery of these new genetic mutations, they will be able to either stop or treat or do something to stop breast cancer. And I know that's a subject that's very close to Carmelita's heart. It's very close to my heart. So yay for the scientists that are continuing to do research, and hopefully they will find a cure. My second hot topic is all of this sexual harassment. I don't want to say it's unbelievable, but because it really isn't. What's unbelievable is it has taken to 2017 for this to come out. It didn't start 30 years ago with Roger Ailes or any of the other people that are currently being accused. This goes back to the 30s and the 40s, and I'm talking 1930s and 1940s, and probably it was even worse before then. It's not just Hollywood. It's not just the news industry. It's women just every day living their lives, going to work, are harassed by men. There's now a movement out that says, hashtag Me Too. If you happen to be on Twitter and you've had any type of sexual harassment, just hashtag Me Too, because this has got to be not just highlighted, but it's got to be stopped. Women have got to stop being afraid to speak out. Men have got to stop harassing women. And definitely, we cannot continue for nothing to happen. We're going to have to stand up. People are going to have to pay fines. They're going to have to lose their jobs. And this works both ways. Women harass men, too. I don't want to make it just one-sided. And men harass men. And women harass women. Harassment has got to stop. And I've got my hashtag Me Too. I don't have a hero story to tell or names to drop, but so many of us have had it happen. So yay for it coming out in the open. So two kind of victories for women today. More research in breast cancer and stopping sexual harassment. Yay! All right, Jimin, your hot topic.
Well, that's a good that's a good thing to bring out, because it's been going on for a long time, a lot of stress with women and everything, and men in situations. And speaking of that, Weinstein's been fired from his company. A lot going on, more people coming out. His brother is also being investigated, and many others. And there's probably a lot of nervous people out there in all kinds of businesses, because they said the floodgates are opening from a multitude of sexual harassment incidents across the board. Online, there's supposed to be thousands or close to a million of people coming forward. NBC, CBS, and more continue to put out fake news, according to President Trump's tweets. They don't post the jobs that he has created and the ISIS being put down, being wiped out in so many areas, great economy gains and so on and so forth. And he's complaining about that. And a lot of people are saying they should put more out there on the positive side. Japan election vindicates Shinzo Abe as his party wins big. So he's the winner on that one. If you are identified of having an identity breach, you are 11 times more likely to have identity loss. So you got to keep up on that. This identity thing is getting pretty serious. While President Trump criticizes Korean President Kim Un, there has always, been leaning towards negotiations, and we've known that for years, all the presidents, negotiations. Well, now some of the people in the House and Senate, the officials are having a different tone and possible military halt to this, building of missile situations that he has. And the president said, we are prepared for anything. He's got the B-52 bombers on 24-hour alert out there, and there's a fleet of them. Senator McCain slams Americans who skipped Vietnam draft with a bone spur, they call it, to get out of the draft. Back in my day, they had numbers. If you were up to number 115, you had a chance of getting drafted. If you're over that, you probably wouldn't. I had a 300 and something, and I still went in. I was one of the few in my neighborhood, and I'm glad I went in. The Bendril, I have a hard time pronouncing his name, the person who went AWOL, he's having his hearing coming up, being looked at as a traitor. Three people were shot in a half-mile radius in Florida. And a man due in court for killing his wife, stabbed her 123 times, and blames it on a cold medication. Okay, so there's a hack attack out there, energy, water, nuclear, being targeted, and it's a U.S. warning. This is pretty important. Trump pushes tax reform, says we will have votes to get the biggest tax cut ever, and he calls for the House to adopt a plan. This could really be big, save a lot of money. The League of Suffering, Jerry Jones, Dallas with the NFL, a lot of people dropping off. They say there's a lot of empty seats up there, Reese, a lot of empty seats. And Hillary's own party says, step down, don't go out there, just stay home. And recall alert. You know, it's amazing, Reese, you know.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yes, we do. We do it the easy way, and that brings up, Reith, we got a special guest. I believe you know this young man. He's been around the world. When I say he's been around, he's been around. He's got so much behind him. Creator of the Hub Mart, speaker, a preacher. He knows the word, and he's interesting because he has traveled and spread the business, and he's director of Easy Way Business, and he knows how to connect. And his name is Frank Hillering. Frank, you on with us?
How you doing, Jim? How are you? Good morning. Hello, Risa.
Good morning,
Frank. And I said this
young
man, he's a boomer. Mm. He's a boomer. Frank, I'll tell you, and you know Risa, it's a crazy world today. Risa and I talk about it. What the heck is going on in business? I mean, is it good? Is it bad? I mean, we talk about what we went through and all. We've all been through it in 08. And yet things seem to be thriving. But you're a guy that's been out there. We got trade going on. We got a lot of trade. Do you look at it as more of a – are we in a positive flow now with all this in business? Are we on sturdy ground here in the U.S.? What do you think?
I'll be honest with you, Jim. I wish I could say that. I've been in the small business community for many, many years. I've been an advocate for small business. I was a consultant for the National Federation of Independent Businesses when I was in the equities realm from 2004 to 2006. And I guess what I have to say to you is that, you know, I wish I could say the small business is really in the zone and prospering, and there's a lot of guys out there buying Cadillacs and Mercedes, but that's just not the case, okay? We have a situation right now. Even Jimmy, we were out filming, you know, yesterday, you and I, in that 100-degree sun up in Garden Grove. When I went up there on Saturday, I just kind of walked around the stores, you know, that were kind of flanking this massive event that was happening in that Asian community. And I counted them, Jim, counted them, nine empty stores.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something. When you have that kind of backdrop and you have that kind of thing going on in the midst of a festival that's promoting, you know, vendors and businesses all over Orange County, I mean, this is something we got to pay attention to.
It's exactly. And Reitha, what do you think? You're down there, Beverly Hills and all that. Are you noticing some of that, too, in some of the, you know, Rodeo Drive and areas like that? Do you see some empty stores?
I am an internet shopper. Even though I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a supporter of small business. I have to admit, I was telling one of my neighbors, one of my little boutiques where I shop is literally two blocks from my house, walking distance. They're long blocks, but still, walking distance in the corner neighborhood strip mall, my favorite store. I order and have stuff delivered over the internet rather than just go two blocks away. It's not a parking problem, not a,
see?
You know, I just do it online. And so, I realize it, if you're a small business, if you don't have a web presence, you're going to be in trouble.
You're in trouble. Yeah.
You're saying that, Reitha, and it's absolutely spot on. Because, you know, you have two very major classifications in business. One is B2B. We know what that is. That's business to business. Those are the guys that go out to the B&Is and the RBNs and the Woodtip Internationals and the meetups and the Alignables and, you know, all this stuff and whatnot that you just mentioned is happening on the ground in meetings, right? Breakfasts, you know, lunches, things like that, dinners. Everybody understands that. But what no one understands is the power of what is called B2C, which is business to consumer. Let me tell you who understands the power of that. Amazon, Walmart, Costco, Alibaba. Yeah. All of these know how to get into the backside of small businesses and grab customer base. That is exactly what's going on in America right now. And you're spot on, Rita. If small business doesn't get digitalized and in one quick hurry, as you say so aptly many times, and you and I have had this conversation, they're not going to be able to pay their phone bill.
Yep.
Right.
Now, is there a balance here, though? If the brick and mortar is going down, Rita's not going down the street, she's staying home like millions of others. Is that creating a balance in the economy, or are things changing and it's not drawing as much into it? But they are sales.
It's creating an imbalance.
They have to be digitized. They have got to be on the internet. Even by dinner, the last couple of days, I like going to restaurants, but we don't like to go to restaurants and eat by ourselves. I'm sick of eating fast foods from the drive-thru. So now you know what you can do? Call ahead. They've got a parking space where you can sit there for 10 minutes, and they will bring your food out. It's better than the drive-thru. The other day I ordered steak and lobster to go.
What?
It's a whole new
world. I'm in. I'm in.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, one of the things that's amazing out there, Ruben, Jim, is that, you know, we have a technology in Easy Way Business that we just employed, which is a digital mobile application business card. It's absolutely amazing. And what is going on right now in the entire world is that you have a big, big player out there called Google, right? You ever heard of Google ranking? Have you ever heard of 1-2-3 position in Google? Believe me, businesses basically are jockeying for position every single day, SEO, BIO, whatever the IO is these days, trying to get that presence on that first page of Google. What they don't know is if they're not digitally mobile optimized, which means they have to revamp their website to get in contact with Google at a certain level, Google is pushing them down. They're pushing them down to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, back of the bus. Type of a thing, unless they do that. Well, to be able to do that, it costs a lot of money to revamp that website. If you pick up the phone, call GoDaddy, they've got sales teams basically standing on guard going, hey, have you digitally mobile optimized your website? Well, they can make money that way. This particular technology that we just employed, now get this, for $149, they get three marketing cards that they can absolutely customize any way they want. You could literally lay a QVC behind platform, and they qualify as a digitally mobile optimized website on Google. How much of a cost saver is that for small business, Aretha and Jim?
Wow, that's right on the money. That's a good one. And you have to resource this kind of stuff, you know. But anyway, Frank, this is great. This is great stuff.
And we need somebody who knows how to do this stuff, because folks, I do tech, and trust me, it's not easy figuring out this stuff. You need professionals to do it for you. The days of throwing up your own Wix website are over, okay? You're going to have something.
Rita, you know, you're saying it right on, spot on. Yeah, Eric right now is crafting me as an influencer, an expert, a stage presence, and whatnot. Any way you can be of help to us in Easy Way Business to get me on stage, I'm all open to it.
Frank's good at it, too. He used to be a speaker and all that. But, Frank, thanks for coming on. We got speaking of tech, we got Reed's Tech Time coming up here. And Frank, let's keep moving
on
this.
And, Frank, you're going to come back in a little bit because I'm going to
Frank will be back.
I'm going to listen to you guys, though. I'm going to be listening. So you guys
all
behave.
Right. All right.
I'll stay on. Thank you.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac. Tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, Apple has upgraded the iOS to 11.0.3. It's causing problems. They have had a problem with this new operating system since it came out. If your iPhone or your iPad seems to have had a nervous breakdown, it has. Okay, it's because of the operating system. They had problems with 11 when they first released it. They've done three patches or bug fixes for the iPhone and the iPad, and it's still acting up. You have sound problems, sound going in and out. The battery drains and nothing flat. it freezes. Sometimes the touch buttons don't touch. Even calling in for the show this morning, I was pushing one, and I pushed it like three times, and it wouldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, four ones appeared. It's crazy what's going on with iOS 11. So if you have not upgraded, you might want to hold off, because you'll get a little thing that says, do you want to upgrade? You might want to wait until they figure out this iOS 11, because it just is causing all kinds of issues. And it's not just the iPhone, it's also the iPad. Now, my older iPads won't upgrade to the 11, which might be a good thing, but it also means that pretty soon they're going to stop supporting these older units. So what do you do? Well, you might want to think about how old your unit is, what you want to use it for, and whether or not it's going to be worth buying the new devices. I'm assuming that the new iOS will be fixed by the time the 10 iPhone comes out, by the time the 8 really gets popular and going. But in the meantime, make a decision. Is your old stuff good enough without upgrading it, or do you need to get a new one? But if, like I said from the beginning, if it seems like your phone or your iPad is having a nervous breakdown, it really is. Up, if you've already started upgrading, keep upgrading so all the patches, all the fixes get in. If you haven't, you might want to hold off at least for another week or two and see what happens then. I love Apple, but Apple, help, help. And that's my tech time for today.
That's informative. And I'm taking notes, Ruth. I'm taking notes. But anyway, it's time for Jim.
Okay,
Jim.
Baby boomers. It's time for Jim from Jim.
And my little gem today is think twice. You know, guys, there's two schools of thought. And you got what's going on in sports, with people expressing their ideas, with talk show hosts expressing their ideas, with politics and in business. You got to kind of think twice, because there are two sides to it, and you have your side. But as far as business goes, I'm going to share an article on Entrepreneur by Carol Roth, why business should think twice about getting involved. People don't separate individuals from business. Call it guilt by association, or perhaps blame it on the narrowing of people's minds, but especially for a small business owner, you are your business in the eyes of the masses. If you express a thought in a public forum, you know, it can make a difference. Here's the problem, guys. You express your thoughts, and this is the result of some of this. You could lose, and you saw in the elections, the country is split in half. You could lose 50% of your supporters. It can affect your employees, too. You may have a strong belief that differs from that of your employees or prospective employees. All right, this is going to shed a little bit of maybe positive, maybe negative. Oh, you're for that guy. Oh, great. But somebody else may not be for that. So, you know, you got to kind of, like I said, I keep saying it over and over, you got to think twice before you share some of this, maybe behind the scenes or whatever. But if you're a business person or a sports person and that, okay, here's another little tidbit. You may end up looking like a hypocrite. Okay, on NBC, there were several business owners, and they looked hypocritical for threatening to stop doing business with Indiana because they felt a proposed law discriminated against the LGBT community. And you know, that goes on and on. And then they come back and they say, well, wait a minute. You said this before, or wait a minute, your company, I thought it believed in this. The internet footprint is basically forever. The owners of Memories Pizza spoke out in favor of the proposed Indiana Religious Freedom Bill and said they wouldn't hypothetically not cater to LGBT wedding. And they wanted a pizza at the wedding, but because it conflicted with the religious beliefs, et cetera, you see. And, okay, you may also turn off the customers. So you get the point. Your message may be misinterpreted. And I kind of get the idea here. So, in other words, that's the bottom line, Reef, is kind of think twice before you share your opinion. We have our opinions, and we can express them. It's not like you have to not say anything. But general opinions, and you're the guy out there for your business, just think about it a little bit before you put it out, because you saw the results. They got some talk show hosts, and he's on TV saying, yeah, I basically lost half of my viewership support. But there you go, Reef. Just kind of throwing that out there for you.
All right. You got to watch what you say. And that brings us up to Carmelita's Corner, which always is great to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Like a water
to the sky, you put out my fire. Like a drop of water to the sea, fill my soul with desire. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And I'm about to bring on someone who makes me think pink. And she's a very special person. When you see her photograph, you won't believe that she's 85 years young. And I'm only saying that because she's a unique creation. And that has been brought about by her unique way of thinking. And sometimes we need to let folks know that age is only a number. She's been at it for a long time. She began a new chapter in her life at the age of 70. She created a series of seminars called Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life. And she has encouraged baby boomers, seniors, and veterans to follow new paths and open new doors to enhance their lives. And she is a member of SAG-AFTRA. She's a beautiful actress. Appeared in many commercials, which probably you've seen some, like the Super Bowl commercials for Loctite. And her philosophy is think pink. She sees love and inner beauty in everything. And like she says, get up, get out, and get a life. And now let me bring you Jackie Goldberg, better known as the Pink Lady. Welcome, Pink Lady.
Thank you so much, and it is a pleasure to be on with the lovely, talented Carmelita Pittman. Thank you. And Carmelita, I must tell you that it is with pride that you have been on and in my shows as a young performer and very talented one. And that's exactly what I do, is bring to the world the idea that seniors, veterans of an age are still out there being vital, productive, energetic, creative, and definitely entertaining.
That's for sure. And we had the wonderful Kate Kaplan as our choreographer the last time that I was with you, when we appeared at the beautiful Arena Stage Theater in Hollywood. And let me tell you, folks, Kate does not play. she really doesn't. She cracked the whip, didn't she, Kate?
She does. And we have come a long, long way since that particular day till last year, from 50-seat theater where I started, and then went to 99-seat theaters. Last year we were at a 1,200-seat theater at the Wadsworth Theater doing America Salutes Our Veterans. And now, Carmelita, I have to tell your audience that I am so excited. I am partnering with the Los Angeles City Cultural Affairs Department, 6 theaters, bringing my show to their theaters in like a year-round revolving showcase. And the first one, I'm like so excited, the first one will be this November, December at the Madrid Theater here in Canoga Park, a 450-seat theater with our new show called We Are America, a salute to our veterans. So that's our first one.
Yes, that's fantastic, Pink Lady. And as a matter of fact, I want to let the people know that you have been on this mission for many, many years.
13 years.
This is not something that just happened overnight.
No,
and
it isn't.
I have watched, I have witnessed the unfoldment of this dream that is coming true. And you were telling folks a long time ago that you were going to make it possible for the seniors to have a place in the city. And I'm sure you're going to take it out of the city, too. As a matter of fact, when I was in your musical, I was envisioning that we were going to be on the stage in Las Vegas. The show is just that powerful. And you're doing.
Well,
you
are
walking your talk.
Well, it is. And this time we have 14 phenomenal singers who dance and dancers who sing, all from Broadway and Hollywood, and who were in the now defunct Follies in Palm Springs that went out of business about 4 years ago. And now Senior Star Power, my production company, is the only professional senior theatrical company on the whole western region of the United States. And that we are so proud of, bringing people to the stage, giving back lives to veterans who have come back wounded in every way, giving them back a chance to get on that stage, sing and dance their heart out, because they are fabulous and should not be put down in any way. You know what they say, Carmelita, that they found that the greatest antidote to aging is through the arts. And that's
absolutely
what we're doing with,
yes,
Senior Star,
yes,
Power.
Yes.
And I am, like, so excited with this show. And, in fact, it's beginning November 25th, opening night. I think you and your delightful husband, Jerry, are coming. And a lot,
yes,
of people.
Yes, we are.
Because it is something that right now no one has seen. We have upped the ante on this show. Costumes are Vegas costumes. The talent is supreme. My director and choreographer, Jack Fela, was the one who opened the Lido de Paris and the Follies Bergère. So now you know what to expect with We Are America. And
oh,
being,
yes.
And being,
yes,
only, being only 85 years young, because I joke about that, but truly, truly, Carmelita, it's not the age that you are. It's the breaths that we take and what we do with the breaths that we take that count. And it's attitude and gratitude, my darling. That's what it,
absolutely,
takes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
if like
they
I
want,
said,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I said,
give them an,
you,
I was going to give
you
them a
walk
phone number.
The talk.
Yes, I do. I do. And I know the time is short, but I did want to give people a phone number that they could call for tickets.
Yes.
And that's brown paper tickets at 800-838-3006. Now, if they have a group of people, we have special rates. And also for New Year's, we have a special rate and a party. New Year's, we're going to hold our show. It's a 90-minute show, Carmelita, with no intermission. We're finding that more and more theatrical groups are doing that, because once you get into a show and you're moving and grooving and swinging and dancing, you don't want to stop. You want,
yes,
to continue for the 90,
mm-hmm,
minutes. So the other number for group rates is 818-400-2701. And
yes,
on New Year's, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I want to say that you always give a full run and,
yes,
give,
do,
people an opportunity to see these wonderful musicals. And I was so proud, Pink Lady, to have been a part of your musicals, and how professional you ran your shows. It was top of the line. And as a matter of fact, we received 4 world stage nominations, and people like George Sakiris from West Side Story, and my friend the great Linda Hopkins,
yes,
who loved it so much she came back 4 times. I know, because my husband and I, we were the ones who brought her there.
I know,
but,
I know.
But,
and the other thing,
yes,
the other thing is that I really want to tell people is that a show like this will now be all around the Los Angeles area in all six owned, city-owned theaters throughout the year. And then what we do, we change in July and August, have new auditions for our new show for the 2018-2019. So now Senior Star Power will be an ongoing theatrical senior company in every theater that is city-owned. The Madrid Theater, the Barnsdall, Los Angeles City Center Downtown, the Wadsworth Theater, and the Nate Holden. And I'm sorry, not the Wadsworth, the Warner Theater in San Pedro. And you're not going to believe this, but in June, being at the Warner Theater on June 16th and 17th, we will also be, I'm so excited, on the USS Battleship Iowa doing a performance at 10 o'clock on June 16th before 950 families of all the armed forces. So we are really growing. Our people are being picked up by agents, by managers. The whole changing world of how we see seniors over 60 and veterans are changing, Carmelita.
Yes, and as, again, echoing that sentiment, Kate Kaplan, who had an Ovation Award, by the way, she and Debbie Allen were up for the same award, and they chose Kate. She has the caliber and capability of really whipping a group into shape. And when I say cracking the whip, that I mean, you know what I mean.
Right.
But, I mean, we had so many rehearsals that we had to be good. And, you know, there was no playing around. And we weren't just singing. We were dancing. We were moving and grooving.
Well,
I mean,
that's what we
seniors,
do now.
They really
and,
had
and,
it going
well,
on.
And we've taken it. I think I had 12 in that show. We now have 14 people
mm-hmm.
that, and the diverse, we have Hispanic, we have Black, we have Asian, we have Caucasian. You name it, we got it in the new show, We Are America. And if anybody, Carmelita, wants to talk to me about anything, I'm always available. It's Pink Lady, and it's Pink Lady with the number 7 at earthlink.net.
Yes, and I wanted to mention also again the dates. It's going to be from November 25th through the 30th. And
to the
31st,
right. And then again on December 21st. Through December 31st with a special New Year's Eve celebration party with the cast and me and hors d'oeuvres and champagne and a great show.
It sounds like a winner, another winner for the Pink Lady. Let's hear it for the Pink Lady. And I thank you again for being my
God
guest
bless.
Today.
And I thank you. God bless you, Carmelita, for all you do for our world. Thank you.
Well, that was great as usual. Carmelita's always entertaining and fun. And, Jim, are you back with us? I've lost everyone. I don't know where they are. Frank, where are you?
I'm sorry, Ruth. Once again, I was giving you all this information while it was on mute because I didn't want to sneeze or something while Carmelita was on. So I thought, you know, I better hit the mute button. Because you know how you ruffle papers and things like that.
Absolutely, but you got to pay attention, Jim. The key is put it on speakerphone while you're on mute, so you know when you're coming back.
It's
yeah,
like
but when you're like Jim, when you're like Frank and Jim, you have brain farts.
I see. Well, I'm going to leave the rest of the show in both of your capable hands. Like I said, I'm going to be listening, so don't mess up anymore, or you'll
oh,
hear from
no.
me. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Enjoy Jim
Go
and
get
Frank.
Him, Reese.
Thank you, Reese.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you some interesting stuff, and Carmelita really knocks that out of the park, Frank. She's something else. She brings such interesting – I went to an event with Carmelita, and on one side – she had me sitting at this table, and one side of me was Judy Garland's son. And on the other side was Lucille Ball's TV son from her second show. And, you know, we think of them as the kids, like Little Beaver and that. But, you know, all these people are in their 60s now. And it's like, wow, oh, you're so-and-so. And, it you know, and then I told you, I met the creature from the Black Lagoon. She was there, and the Day the Earth Stood Still, you know, all the stars. And some of them are in their 90s, you know, it's basic.
You know, anyway, Jim, the good stars are leaving us, you know, and I don't know half the guys, you know, and gals that are on these movies today.
Frank, I'm just going to throw this out. A little thing going on here, a recall on some of the vegetables we have. So, guys, do your homework. I don't have all the specs, so do your homework on this. There's a Listeria recall going on out there. So, you know, that's all I can tell you, broccoli and some other things. Do your homework on what areas. Yeah, there's certain areas. I don't want to say too much because I just caught this real quick. You know, you have to go online and check information on Listeria recall, a vegetable, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And
you know, Jim, we were talking about business issues on the first half, and it came to mind that you know, I've known your son now, Eric, for about 90 days as far as a business relationship. Of course, you know, we go way, way back because of my son going to school with yours. But, you know, one thing that I'm beginning to notice is just being around your boy, especially when we do our live radio broadcast, not only is my speech, you know, level increasing as far as rapidity, but, you know, I feel younger around him. He's like a fountain of youth, you know. Amazing son.
You know, Frank, I appreciate that. And, you know, what gets me is Eric is, they say, how old is Eric, you know? And I tell him he's about 65 when it comes to look in his eyes and the experience that he has. He's up there, but he's about half that. And from what you said, and we met with some people, we won't say particular names yet and so on, but we were with some executives, and one of them said, you know, I was a little down, and they're like our age, and I was just online. I'm feeling a little bit down, and I saw Eric pop up on the internet. Didn't know him, just saw him pop up, and he's telling one of his stories. And she said, he so inspired me that it literally got me out of this depression and changed, you know, changed the whole picture. And other people have said that. And people have said, you know, he brings a new breath of fresh air into this whole
He lights up a room, and even though he's a Generation Xer, he's not a millennial. He speaks a millennial language, Jim. And let me tell you something. With what we're doing in the Easy Way business side, that's going to be invaluable down the road. I would venture to say that sooner or later, you know, some very, very big advertising agencies are going to ring your son's cell phone and hire his services to get a communications package out there, because – these millennials don't talk like you and I used to, Jim. No way.
No, it's a different. Yeah, exactly, Frank. It's a different scenario. You know, you got to catch up with this stuff, and I'm working on it. But we were at an event one time, and these execs were there. They all own big houses in Beverly Hills. They're all big execs. And this one guy turned, and he said, you know, he was talking to Eric, and he turned to his friend, and he said, this kid is the real deal. And he kind of, you know, serious look on his face, because when he was talking, is you know, Eric's rapid fire, and people sit back and hold their head and go, wow, and they try to take notes. But Frank, it's a different age, and what's happening is, we got to keep up with all this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Jim. You got to be around Eric, you know, really to appreciate Eric, you know, and that's where a lot of what we're crafting in Easy Way Business Affiliate. I'll give you an example, Jim. We're at that massive event up at the Lucky Strike, right? With this thing. Yeah. And I'm sitting there talking to some people, and one of them walks up to me and says, you know, tell me about Easy Way Business, Frank. Tell me about what you guys are doing. And, of course, in the middle of that din of conversation, right, with the food and the booze and all that stuff flying around, you know, it's very difficult to communicate. But I basically pointed at your son, who was talking to somebody else, and I said, you know Eric, right? And she goes, yeah. I said, you know how valuable he is in the 18 years he's been out there, you know, really working his fanny off, you know, building all these relationships. And she said, yeah. I said, would you like to get a piece of him? And she goes, absolutely. I said, great. We just monetized that. Let me tell you something. She got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Frank,
and that's really all we're doing.
Yeah. And the word you said, believe me, it's the magic word, other than the, you know, the words we talk about, like with Emily LaTramp, perseverance and so on and so forth. But it's the monetization. People have this stuff. We were talking about this at some of the meetings out there. They might have all this stuff on their table, but they're not monetizing it, you know. And you got to know how to put it in order, get a good foundation, and move forward, you know. They say 50%, you know, the term about 95% fail, and it's a little bit more positive than that. They say 50% of businesses make it for the first 4 or 5 years, and by that time they start learning and they go ahead. So it's something to work on, but it's not as negative as some people feel. They're learning more.
Let me tell you something, Jim. I'm looking at the NFIB site, okay, and they've got a major report up. That's the National Federation of Independent Businesses out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Anything that happens in small business, I assure you, it ends up on President Donald J. Trump's, you know, top of the list, right? These guys just published a report, September of 2017, and get this: 5 biggest challenges faced by new small business, not existing, new. Guess what the number one is? Managing legal and financial requirements. That's number one.
Yeah. Yep.
But guess what the second one is? Getting the word out about your small business. Now, let me tell you something, my friend. I don't mind being number two when the biggest merchant trade association representation of the Republican Party in the business think tank on K Street in Washington, D.C., speaking about small business issues, says that the second most pertinent thing of starting a small business in this country is getting the word out about your small business. Tell me we're not in the zone, Jim.
You got that. Well, they say that that's another one I heard. Well, these are things I've heard many times, but they go, you know, this guy's cutting edge. This guy's on the cutting edge. And why do you think these who's who in the business world call them up? And, you know, Frank, here's another little one that talking about getting out there in a worldwide way. On the Easy Way Facebook page, the Easy Way Vietnam situation is blooming, and that
isn't that exciting, Jim? I mean, oh my goodness,
amazing.
We send our representative over there, right? He goes to Hanoi. He's been there a week, and he just cut a deal for Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Vietnam, with one of the biggest TV stations in Hanoi. How about that?
Wow, that's a big wow. Now, is that what you call spreading? The worldwide situation. I mean, literally. And
Jim, there's 97. Here's the exciting thing about that deal. There's 97 million people in Vietnam. You know, when you say that, people go, "What? 97 million people? Yeah, that's a really small country, right?" No, there's 97 million people there, and they all have cell phones. They all have smartphones, Jim. They're right positioned for what we're going to bring. It's amazing.
This is the transition. This is it. This is totally, you know, and we tell people, do you realize that you're here? I mean, it was a big thing when the radio came along, the TV and that, but wow, it's all changing now. And this, I mean, people have to pay attention in every field, military and big business and all that, with their online presence and their online security and all this. It's a game changer.
Jim, we did that live radio show last Saturday. We have a Republican slated candidate, a millennial, for the governor of Florida. And his Twitter following rivals President Trump's. He's got a 5.12 million Twitter following. I mean, that's incredible.
And
what did he say?
60.
He said, I'm going to follow the same playbook as President Trump to get to the governor's seat.
There you go. And Frank, he's not 65 years old.
He's 30.
30 years old. he's moving. And and he looks over his shoulder. He wants to work with Eric.
He wants to start an Easy Way Florida. How about that?
Yeah. You know, well, the site was a couple $100 for the domain, and Eric started getting involved with the term, and it went up, and the guy's asking like $16 million or something. I don't know. So it does make a difference. But Frank, I just want to touch base with you again on this because you're a business guy. Now we're transitioning, and Retha gave the example. Hey, I don't even go down to the store around the corner. I just sit on my phone. You know, I got to admit, I was looking for this one hat. I was in the Army, military police, and I wanted a hat, lost my hat. And I thought, well, I'll go down to the VA and then check out their hats. And I thought, you know what, I'm looking it up, and I found it, and I ordered it. I thought, wow, that was simple. So where does that put us as far as the overall picture? A bunch of people are sitting home buying. That's still business. It's still putting money in the system. It's still paying taxes on the purchase price. But we don't have the buildings out there anymore. They're kind of brick and mortar melting down. Do you think that's going to still equal out in the economy? Is it going to still be a balance on beneficial aspects as far as buying online compared to buying in the big brick and mortar?
Well, let's look at it from this angle, Jim. I mean, right now we've got, what, 8.5 billion people on this planet, right? I mean, we've had such a population explosion. And we've got more cell phones than we've got people. So the piece there, as far as the, you know, what these big companies want to tap into, it's there.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What happens if you order something off Amazon or Alibaba or something like that, and it doesn't go right? Can you pick up the phone and talk to a live voice?
Yeah, well, that's a little
answer.
Sometimes.
No. Okay. So it's all well and good when it works, right? But when it doesn't work, now it becomes email traffic. You got to go, I mean, on eBay, you got to go contact the seller. You're going back and forth. You're going through all this protocol. Let me tell you what small business has an advantage at. They have a small, they have an advantage of the fact that they've got a storefront or they've got something local in the community. And when things go wrong, you've got a press the flesh. You've got a face talking to you. You can resolve that issue, okay? Small business doesn't realize that they have an advantage over all these other enterprises. Where they're getting killed, Jim, is that they don't know the power of unification. They don't know the power of unification, and they are not utilizing the tools necessary to compete in the same zone as these bigger companies. And that's what we're doing in Easy Way Business.
Time. Oh, yeah, and then they get squashed by the big stuff. And that's what happened. I remember years ago, Frank, we were talking about this. The guy came out with the carburetor that 40, 50 miles a gallon. He goes, wow. And all of a sudden, you didn't hear about it anymore. Why? Because the
he didn't make it past Oklahoma.
Nope. Holly and all the big companies, they just, you're not going to change it. And like you say, you got to unify because they're already set in their ways. That's just like a lot of the online stations and everything. You got some powerful stations building. And along comes some of the bigger ones that are going to say, well, wait a minute, we're going to change the rules, so you're going to have to do it our way or jump on board our wagon or something, you know?
Yeah, Jim, let's look at it from a cost standpoint of view, marketing cost. I mean, a standard marketing budget for any company out there, small or large, should be about 20%, okay? 20% of sales should go back in the form of marketing. Well, to be able to play with the big boys, I mean, you know what a television ad costs. You know what it costs to put up a billboard. I mean, come on.
Big bucks.
It's very, very expensive, okay? But now here we come along with Eric, like with Easy Way TV, right? He can put up a show for a guy with a small little company out here, branded 12 shows for $2,500. Are you kidding me? That is amazing. These are the type of tools that we're going to start bringing to the small business community. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you heard that the situation. Well, there's so much. You got the cameras, the big cameras out there, and some guy did a movie with a cell phone, basically, and the footage looked the same as the big cameras. Eric and I were behind the scenes one time, and we were filming, and the guy said, do me a favor, don't film our cameras behind the scenes. And I said, wow, you got some big cameras back there. And he said, yeah, but we don't use those anymore. We use these little ones on these tripods, and it doesn't look too impressive, you know, because he didn't want that look. But these new little cameras we have are better than the old ones. You know, they give you better pics and everything, pixels and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that director shot all his B-roll. He sent, like, his assistant guys out there. He shot all his B-roll from their phones, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, back to your son for a second. I was with him a couple of weeks ago. We did a stage deal down in Los Angeles. And out of his mouth, Jim, came the following words. We are matchmakers of business to media.
Business to media. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that amazing?
And that's what it's about. If business doesn't jump on what Eric said in the communication situation, he realizes where it's at. They're going to fall behind, and they realize that, fall behind big time. You got the flower shop, and you got the flower shop. Well, one guy is selling flowers to neighbors. The other guy is ordering them out all over online. And we got Easy Way Promotions, Easy Way Business, ericzulli.com. That takes you to a lot of stuff. But
Facebook you page. Have to, if you're in business today, Jim, you've got to find a way to get more eyeballs on your business. And here's the thing. Where are people's eyeballs today? They are not sitting in front of their televisions, and they're not sitting in front of their PCs and their laptops. They're carrying an instrument in their hands that costs about, what, $1,000 or whatever it is. And they are on that instrument how many times a day?
Oh, sometimes all day. I think that these young kids, their necks are going to start changing, and they're going to be walking around with their head bent over. You know, when you do that all day, I mean, what the heck? But anyway, I'm just going to throw out there, Frank, I still enjoy my chair, TrueMedic, you know, the TrueMedic chair. It's like, are you kidding? I have to jump in my chair. There's so much. But, you know, we have to remember, guys, out there, with all this stuff going on, it's going fast. But I talked to Eric, and I talked to Frank and Retha and that. It's going so fast. Everybody's head spinning. And yet they say the young people today are dealing with depression, so I don't know. And then we're going to talk to educational people about, they sit back and go, well, why should I continue in school? A lot of them are dropping out of school, even grade school. They're not even going to high school. Why should I go? Because I, you know, whatever. And a lot of them don't want to learn because they say, hey, I got it all on my cell phone. All issues we got to talk about. So, you know, it's a new age, but we got to keep up, and we got to, you know, like when we talked to Emily Latran, she's got so much information, and Tiffany with her all her information on. But my point here is, we got to take time, Frank, for ourselves. We got to take time to drink the water, to have a bit of a diet, to walk, and to get sleep, because our batteries are going to die out, and we're going to be sitting around. And we're going to have all this high-tech electronic stuff, and we're going to be exhausted, you know.
Yeah, so, and we got to get back to basics, Jim, because you know as well as I do, we're in an information age, right? I mean, for crying out loud, my kids know more than I did, you know, at the ages that they're at today. But the bottom line is, you can have all the knowledge in the world. You can be really educated out there. But if you do not know the application of that knowledge, then you eliminate wisdom. And I'll tell you something, that's a missing element in the business community today, is wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. And we want to say thanks to Master Joe Lee for hanging out with us the other night. And My Real Earth to keep us – I'm jumping into that, Frank. I mean, I'm – you know what? They interviewed that one lady, and she said, all my customers, they're all here full of toxins. And she was a mortician, you know. But she's – the My Real Earth with all the natural stuff. Everything I read is all you got to eat. You got to watch these toxins. You got to stay away from that. So, anyway.
Yeah, and on top of that, they are Easy Way Business clients. Hey, kudos out there to Randy and Kimberly, owners of My Real Earth.
My Real Earth. And we got Jim and Lauren down there, Inspired Images Studio, Production San Diego Studio. Cool little situation going on with the old post office being transformed big time. And we're going to be down there, see what's going on. EasyWayPromotions.com, EasyWay TV, Facebook, EasyWay Radio, EasyWay Business. We're rocking and rolling, Frank. And
absolutely.
I don't know. We're, you know, but this is keeping up, and that's the thing. But Frank, I'm wondering, what are we going to be seeing here with the massive amount of money that's been invested by these? Well, you got the big companies with Macy's and all that, but you know, Frank, we got these shopping centers, these mega shopping centers all over. Are they going to still be around, or is something going to be happening where people are going to say,
they're going to be, you'll never get away from storefront, Jim. Okay. It's just a question of whose logo is going to be on the front.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in to Radio Boomers Live, and Retha, good luck in your day. Retha's so busy all the time. You know, we're going to do a little expose on Retha, you know, filming her jumping out of planes, doing her scuba diving, surfing over at the Arctic, there's just so much going on. And Carmelita and Frank Hillering coming in, and Frank's floating all over. He's all over the world. We're going to do a travel thing on Frank. And so anyway, guys, Easy Way, ericzulli.com, Easy Way Promotions, Easy Way TV, Facebook, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Business.
till next week, guys, thanks for tuning in from Radio Boomers Live and all of us. Keep healthy, keep busy, keep active, keep the faith, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.